great Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, a perfect song, Inspiration Information. The book that we're talking about next is an inspiration. The author is an inspiration. You are tuned in to member-supported KAXE. KBXE. Malcolm Mitchell is the rookie who helped New England Patriots win the Super Bowl. He also is the founder of the initiative called Read with Malcolm, which introduces book ownership to students and works to improve literacy in the school. He has a new book out for kids. It's called My Favorite Book in the Whole Wide World. Mm-hmm. And Malcolm Little joins us from Atlanta, Georgia today. I like to think of you as the Dolly Parton of the NFL, Malcolm.
that's a title I'll wear with pride.
Thank you so much for being with us today and for inspiring kids that were like you, who, you know, maybe aren't the best readers in the world, but it doesn't mean they aren't going to someday like to read. Can you tell us a little bit about your story and on reading?
Yeah, let me first thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to share my personal story. So let me dive in. I grew up in Valdosta, Georgia, a community that has a rich football tradition, and I was just like every other kid. I grew up wanting to be a Valdosta Wildcat football player, and unfortunately, along the way, I neglected school and the importance of being literate. Once I got to the University of Georgia, I immediately realized that mistake and wanted to make a change to be the best version of myself. Not just the best athlete I could be, but the best Malcolm I could be. And I realized that being more literate, being a reader, would help me evolve as a person and be more productive in society.
So when do you remember the moment when you just decided to yourself, I got to make a change? Or was it just a gradual process?
It was gradual, but there are two poignant moments in life. One, I was in Walmart grocery shopping. And once I got home, I realized as I was putting up groceries, I had picked up a few items unintentionally because I was reading the labels wrong. And I'm a big movie fan, so I would always, and I always watch movies with subtitles on. And once I could not read the subtitles quick enough before they flashed off the screen, I knew I had to make a change. Plus, a movie gets really long and boring if you have to keep pausing it to read.
Sure does. So you're like a lot of people. It's not that you don't have the capability of reading. It's just your brain works a little differently. Is that right?
I think as a child, I never made the connection between long-term success and being literate. And I saw examples of people on BET or MTV, and that was kind of my baseline for understanding. But once I was able to go out, gain some social mobility, be more involved with other cultures, I quickly realized that life had so much more to offer. And if I was a reader, I could position myself in places that would help me. And once I found this extraordinary gift in reading, it became my mission to share with every child in the world, because you're absolutely right. I'm not the only one who comes from these type of communities, nor am I the only child that does not understand the importance of reading.
So what is it like to write? I mean, you struggled to learn how to read, and you eventually learned how to read. Yeah. But what was it like to put those words that you were unable to read into a story?
Well, I can tell you, sitting down to write a story is a lot different than being chased by 300-pound men on a football field. So it's a lot different. And it took me a while to get comfortable with the writing process. It took me a while to gain some confidence. But being literate and reading is one of the most freeing and powerful things a person can do for themselves. So as I sit down to write, it's all on the basis of trying to get kids to fall in love with reading. So it makes the process a little easier to go through.
We are talking with Malcolm Mitchell. He's got a new book out for kids. It's called My Favorite Book in the Whole Wide World. Now, you probably don't know this, but one of your biggest fans Vans lives in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And Paul had been telling me about how when you were playing for the New England Patriots, you had joined a book club. Is that right?
Yes. I actually joined a book club while I was at Georgia. And we're still friends today. Great women, extraordinary people.
Well, Superfan has this question for you. You played football at the collegiate and professional level. You won a Super Bowl. What lessons have you pulled from the experience, either in how you write or what you write about?
That's a great question. through my personal experience on the field, it helped me, gain leverage off the field and be in a position where I could have some influence over the lives of others. So I took the same accountability and responsibility that Mark Richt, my head coach at the University of Georgia, and Bill Belichick, the head coach at the New England Patriots, and kind of applied that to my Share the Magic Foundation and some of my fundraising campaigns that we run to empower children. There's a lot of differences, obviously, between football and my mission to unlock the potential of young lives today, but there's a lot of synergy as well. I think accountability, responsibility, all those things are intangibles that transition over pretty smoothly.
So, Malcolm, you obviously you had some knee injuries that had a lot made you leave the NFL, and a lot of people who leave a sport they've played their whole life struggle. What a wonderful gift it must be to be able to fall back and do writing and reading.
Oh, please make no mistake. I struggled. I had been playing sport since I was 10 years old. That was my level of understanding, and I don't want to make it seem as if it was very easy for me to transition, because it's not. And as I talk with other football friends today, I encourage them to get a counselor, surround yourself by people who love and care about you, because the transition isn't easy. For me, I was blessed and lucky to have something I care deeply about, but that did not make walking away from football any easier.
So I want to dive into the book that you've written for kids, but first I want to know, what's on your nightstand? What are you reading right now?
I am reading A Promised Land by Barack Obama, President Barack Obama. I am reading a collection of Robert Frost poetry, and I'm reading, I forgot the title of the next one, but it's something authored by James Baldwin.
Oh, wow. I'm also reading the Barack Obama book. It's a great, he's a great writer, actually. I was surprised by that.
Hey, Malcolm,
he's a great
Malcolm,
storyteller.
He is, yeah.
Malcolm, before we get into your book, were you read to as a child?
I always hesitate when answering that question because the most important person in my life is my mother. And everything I've done today is a representation of the devotion and encouragement and dedication she showed to me and my siblings. So the answer to the question is no, but that's only because my mother was working two or three jobs to get food on the table and keep the lights on.
Wow. Well, let's meet the main character of your book, my favorite book in the whole wide world. Who is this kid, Henley?
Henley is the struggling reader inside of me that I want to share with the world. In the story, Henley confesses his fear of reading. He confesses his discomfort with big words, long sentences, and thick books. And it's a reflection of the fear I had every time my teacher would mention popcorn reading.
What's popcorn reading?
Popcorn reading, I think they call it round robin reading today, is when a teacher selects a student to read, and then the student selects another student, and that student selects another student. So it's kind of unpredictable who's going to be called to read.
Oh, boy.
And I was just terrified of another student or teacher calling my name.
I can see you shrinking down in your desk.
that's, or asking to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And once I got, or once I got to high school, it became even worse. Just, I'd be so afraid I might not show up to class.
Well, you know, the words are really important to kids' books, but so are the illustrations. Can you tell us about what Michael Robertson has created for your story?
He's extraordinary, isn't he?
Yeah.
He
took this very dense topic, a child struggling to read, and for 90% of the book, not being able to find his very favorite book, and made it consumable. He also did a great job of illustrating a diverse cast. So there's a lot of cultures represented in the book. I just think he's great. I'd love to work with him again.
Is the book in schools? Or is that just a difficult task? Because it seems like something that should be in every young kid person's hands.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. It's kind of depending on the school. Teachers would have to reach out to maybe Scholastic, who's my publisher, to supply their classroom. My foundation has programs that supplies classrooms with copies of the book. So if there's a teacher out there listening, go to readwithmalcolm.com and reach out, and we'd make sure your classroom gets some books.
You know, books were such a big deal to me, and I was actually just talking to someone about this last night, about, you know, getting a book. My dad was a traveling salesman, and he was gone for a couple of weeks once, and he brought back this big picture book with the stories of Jack and the Beanstalk and all these things. And it was, you know, at a time where you didn't have your own books so much. I mean, I just thought, the world will never be better. I own this big book now. Like, and I still have it. It's like a really big deal to me. I know owning books, I mean, libraries are fantastic and schools, and we're not saying that, but owning books is important to you as well in terms of kids, right?
Correct. You hit on something that I don't want to pass up, and you saying reading would make the world better. That is my underlining belief for everything that I do. I believe that through reading, we step into the shoes of others, we become more empathetic, and reading does something really beautiful. It's really easy for a person to argue with a person. What reading forces you to do is argue with yourself. And that level of change that takes place throughout that process is what I think unifies not only individuals within a small group, but I think has the ability to unify a country. So as I go throughout my mission to provide books for children, it's imperative that I stress book ownership, because it's hard to encourage a child to read if they don't have a book at home. And just like me, there are other kids who can't afford a $15 book. You know, a lot of families are making decision of, do we eat a meal tonight or do we buy a book? And that's a really tough situation to be in.
And does your foundation, well, tell us what your foundation does.
Yes, my foundation focuses on book ownership and inspiring kids to become active readers. Through our in-school and virtual programs, we provide children with copies of the books I write and a selection of books through Scholastic Publishing to try to make sure that kids have age-appropriate books in the home. This year, we are launching a campaign titled Read to the Future. Read to the Future is my foundation's campaign, 2021 campaign, to lessen the achievement gap and inspire kids to read to a better future. We're hoping to raise enough money to fill communities with loads and loads of books.
Well, get on the phone and call Tom Brady and have him make a big contribution, for crying out loud.
I have him on my call sheet.
Hey, Malcolm, have you ever taken the time to just sit down and be proud of yourself?
No. Yeah, I have high aspirations. I wake up every day trying to take a step in the right direction to help others, to push myself to learn more and to hopefully encourage a child to be more than their environment is telling them to be. And I'm proud of taking on that mission versus being proud of myself.
Well, you've inspired us today. We're proud of you today and all days. The new book is my very favorite book in the whole wide world by Malcolm Mitchell. It is for ages 4 to 8, but, you know, I'm 51 and I enjoyed it. So any age is good.
Well, I tell you what, Malcolm, your mom did one heck of a job in raising you.
Well, I appreciate you both. This is a great interview. I appreciate you. I'd love to connect, and maybe we can do something in your community.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
We'll keep in touch. Thank you. Have a great day, and be proud of yourself today, Malcolm.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you both.